It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, and we call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 48. So let me tell you how this episode comes to pass. Every day we broadcast our podcast, our show, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And the reason we do it live on our Facebook page is to generate calls, which generates the podcast that you know and love and listen to every day. Well, we hope. But while the audience is building up on our Facebook page, in order to have a sufficient audience to generate phone calls, myself and Jeremy and Katie from time to time sit here in the studio talking the most random rubbish for 10 or 15 minutes while the audience is building up on Facebook. And it literally is random stuff that we get off our chest. So on this episode, you will hear Katie explain about the gorgeous guy that she was drooling over in the Oasis bar below our studio here last Monday. And he was good looking, I'll tell you. But there was one thing he did that literally turned her off instantly. You'd be amazed at what it was. We'll also hear about the miserable Christmas gift that Jeremy gave last year, only to get it back this year. And Jeremy and I finally agreed on one thing. It's a bizarre thing that we finally agreed on, but we agreed on one thing. Our favourite ABBA song. All that and much more on this Opinions Matter podcast. Let's start last Tuesday.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a story. Just before we get...
Excuse me, that is private.
Oh no, I'm telling
you
a story.
We are not sharing what goes on behind the scenes.
Just before we came on air, myself and Jeremy were, and Katie, Jeremy's not here, myself and Katie were having lunch, to eat in the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here, and we had a lovely bowl of soup, and we had a lovely sandwich.
Well, you had a sandwich. I'm trying to stay off, what's it, carbs? I'm being good in 2020.
Okay, she had soup.
I'm getting my shit together.
Katie had soup, and we were yapping away, shooting the breeze, talking about our lovely new merchandise which has arrived, which is our lovely coffee mugs, our coffee cups. Anyway, Katie was... Would you say you were eyeing up this bloke?
No.
Were you? Yeah, you were.
There was a guy sitting not far from us. He looked like he could have been in an Armani ad, to be fair.
He was a good looking bloke,
He was lovely.
Yeah, he was.
Did you get turned slightly?
No, I didn't get turned slightly, but...
Well, you looked.
No, I could see why you saw the attraction you saw in this guy, yeah?
Yeah.
And...
got me on head up before the show.
Yes, so Katie
was nice, yeah.
She was all wound up like a grandfather clock, yeah.
She was wound up, yeah.
And really drawn to this individual until something happened. And she completely turned. Before this particular thing happened, Katie was nearly about to go and throw herself at this fella. And then he did something, and that was it. End of conversation. She even turned looking the other way.
Actually, who wants the cup? Tell us what he did that turned my stomach and gave me the ick and thought, no, I take it all back.
That's a good idea. Okay, so send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note or comment in the Facebook comments and let us know what you think this man did.
And before anyone says it, it's not something outwardly obvious, like scratch his balls or pick his nose and eat it, right?
You'd probably like that.
Actually, that would have offended me less than what he actually did.
So if he had sat there and picked his nose, you would have been less offended.
I'd been like, dirty boy. No, I would have been less offended. This thing, it's actually not overly offensive, probably to most people, but to me, it's massively offensive.
It's massively offensive.
Wait, Adrian was like, because he did it. And I said to Adrian, I was like, no, I take it all back. And Adrian was like, what? I said, look. So Adrian had a look. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, I just didn't see it. She just said, just look at him, for God's sake. And I said, what's wrong? He's the same good looking fella he was 2 minutes ago. And not only was she hurt by it, yeah,
it wasn't.
You
that
literally
had
turned
an
your chair
Jonathan.
In the opposite direction so that you weren't looking at him anymore.
No, I didn't. I was just like, I just wasn't actively trying to have an eyeful anymore. I was just redirecting my attention after I saw that gross act. It's actually not a gross act. Most of you probably wouldn't even notice, but to me it's a massive ick. It's like, no, don't do that. Men don't do that. Real men don't do that. Actually, there's another conversation. What do real men and real women not do?
All right, so what?
Don't use the counter one on that for a woman.
The witch?
Don't. Spoke with his mouth full. Nope. Piss into the cup, busting because he couldn't let go. Where do you go for food, Emma?
Yeah, seriously, Emma. It's a lovely bar and restaurant just below our studio
Paul
here.
Brady. Paul, it's close, but it's not. It's not close, but it would definitely give me the deep throated a bounty while wearing Crocs. Darren says skinny jeans. Skinny jeans also gross. I don't think real men wear skinny jeans. Ardy accent. Tom says, I know that triggers you. Really? I must get triggered by a lot, do I?
You do. Now, in fairness, an Ardy accent is, well, how are you getting on there?
An Ardy accent, yeah. A good, strong, loud accent. No. Oh.
So it's not. It's none of the above, no? What? Oh. Okay, so this particular individual, this good-looking man, this Armani
Rebecca
model.
Rebecca says, was he really feminine? No, because I wouldn't have been looking at him in the first place. This guy was a 10 out of 10, boys. I'm telling you, he was. Now, anybody walking in, I guarantee you, this kind of guy who probably gets regularly looked at, beautiful. But then, Alan's comment there on Facebook, he fanny farted. Then it's just this one thing. I don't think it could. Let's put it this way, right? Patrick Dempsey could not make this look good.
Okay. So Patrick Dempsey, if he did the same thing.
In scrubs, could not make this look good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And like I said, a massive ponchon for. Is that how you say ponchon?
Yeah, that's
ponchon
the word.
Ponchon for Patrick
very good,
Dempsey.
Very
yeah,
good.
I like Patrick Dempsey.
Okay, so had he stains on his top?
No.
No, okay.
So Denise says, what is a real woman and what is a real man? To me, a real man.
Doesn't do this. Was he wearing a pair of Crocs?
No, that probably even would have been less offensive.
Really?
Yeah, I actually think so.
Okay, so it wasn't Crocs.
Well, I will say that one person, and this person has gotten it right.
Yeah?
One person has actually gotten it right so far.
He spoke with his mouth full?
Nope.
No, because he was the opposite side of the room.
No, but what would you consider like a woman doing that's like a big, massive turn-off? It's not ladylike.
That's not ladylike. Mm-hmm. I tell you, no, I tell
fitting,
you,
rotten.
No, I tell you one thing that really turns me off a woman, yeah? A woman who can't dance, a woman who has no rhythm.
Do you not think it's kind of cute though, flapping around the dance floor?
No. Deadly. You know the episode of Friends where Phoebe is running through the park with her arms flailing, yeah?
That's such a random one.
It is, and because I always remember years ago fancying the arse off this woman, yeah? Mm-hmm. When I was a young fella, fancied the arse off her. She was absolutely stunning looking. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have eventually plucked up the courage to ask her out. And I met her in a nightclub back in the day, yeah? Mm-hmm. And everything was grand. We were yapping away, getting a pint and whatever. And then she got up to dance. I couldn't. I wanted to vomit. Like you with the incident with the man downstairs, yeah?
Yeah, I'm devastated because he was really lovely.
And she was really lovely until she started dancing. She couldn't dance. She had no rhythm. She was literally, it was embarrassing looking at her. So
that's a very weird one.
It is, yeah.
Fair.
A woman who can't dance.
What do I think is not very ladylike? Well, I mean, I can't really say anything because I have the mouth of a fishwife. Oh, you don't like women drinking pints either, do you? I like a pint.
Yeah, no, my wife drinks pints, but she doesn't drink them out of a pint glass. She pours them into a half pint glass.
Somebody says, did he walk with the dog from yesterday that you're going to talk about on the show today? No. Well, I say what it is.
Did he have dirty nails? Actually, sorry, there's a thing.
Yeah, dirty nails. Do you like my nails? Aren't they pretty?
They're not bad.
I'm getting my infills done next week. What do you think I should get you? Do you like red or what do you think? Red or pink?
Yeah, red. I prefer red.
Red, yeah.
And sorry, what'd you say? You're getting your infills done? What's
my infills.
Happening?
So basically,
what's that, something with your boobs or something? Isn't
no, no. No, it's not my boobs. It's basically when your nail starts growing out. So after about 3 weeks after you get your nails done. Now, I really have to switch to Biab though, because Biab is much healthier for the nail. The acrylics destroy your nail. I keep having to put this stuff on it. And then when I finally let my nail breathe for a while, everyone's like, okay, you need to go for Biab. But I haven't gone for Biab yet because I'm just not brave enough.
Sorry. I have absolutely no idea what
girls
you're talking
know
about.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, you do have a thing about nails, don't you?
I do. I like nails, yeah. Yeah, I've always had a thing about nails. And... dirty nails. I remember meeting a woman.
Yeah.
Right? This is a true story. I've told this story before. In fact, we only told it recently. And this is a woman who's a regular listener to our show. And we'd never met her before. And then we did meet her one day. And we're yapping away to her. And I couldn't take my eyes off her absolutely manky fingernails. They were vile. Mm. And to this day, and we still talk to this woman from time to time, yeah? To this day, I can't forget. I can't get that image out of my head of her with dirty fingernails.
It's like your woman with the big hands.
Your woman with the big hands.
Now, every time I see your woman with the big hands, I'm drawn to her hands. I can't unsee it because Adrian brought it up. Oh, yeah, women with big hands and big feet. I'm sorry, girls. If you're more than four or five tops, you've got big feet.
This is a woman who would be well known to everybody, yeah?
Yeah.
Very attractive woman. Mm-hmm. And I met her a couple of months ago. It's the first time I'd really met her. And I shook hands with her. And she had farmer's hands. She had shovels for hands. Yeah. And then the whole time I was talking to her, I couldn't take my eyes off her fucking huge hands.
That's another thing I find gross on women. Big, massive feet.
Yeah, it is a bit of a turn. What size are you, little yokes?
I'm 3.5, 4.
Oh, that's teeny weeny, yeah.
3.5 or 4. It's great because I combine the kids section. Yeah, it's so fun.
That explains those things on your feet. What
oh,
the fuck
they're so
are they?
Cozy. They're my little boots. No, 3.5 or 4. 3.5 in some shops, 4 in the other. I do not have manly feet. Features. But yeah, women with big feet. Actually, let's give a cup to the woman with the biggest feet. Can we get a 9 or 10 here?
Feet size wise?
Yeah.
Okay, so this individual man, this man downstairs, didn't have dirty fingernails.
No.
No.
He was stunning, but do you know what he did? And then I was, nope, can't look at you anymore in the same way. He crossed his fucking legs.
What's wrong with that?
Oh.
I'm now sitting here in the studio with my legs crossed.
It just doesn't look right to me. A man with his legs crossed. I'm sorry, no.
Really?
No. Or men wearing scarves and snooze. Like snooze.
Because I turned around and I looked at the guy and I said, I don't see anything wrong. What's he done?
A man crossing his legs. It's just so unmanly. I like manly men.
So you'd rather him sitting there like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I prefer a manly man. I don't skinny jeans, man buns, V-neck t-shirts, turkey teeth, fake tan. No. I like men to be men. Personally, in my preference of men.
And that doesn't include crossing your legs?
No, a man who sits with his legs is like, okay, go shave your vagina. Can I not say that? Can I not say that on air?
You have said it.
Okay.
So this guy, the turn off was, and not that he wasn't as gorgeous as he was 5 minutes before, because he was. I turn for him now, to be honest, yeah.
Even with his... But a real man does not sit with his legs crossed. I am sorry, and I'm putting it out there. And Amanda Nihalon, if that's how you pronounce her name, will be the first recipient of the Opinions Matter mug. And you can't take it back because I already said it. And she's getting one, and that was the agreement. So,
okay.
But yeah, men crossing their... Oh, by the way, Amanda, if you send us your address, or just you have to pick it up?
No, we'll sort it out afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Real men don't cross their legs. And no, in fairness, you don't sit with everything out on show either.
Real women don't sit with their legs spread wide like that.
No, that is gross.
It is.
That is gross.
You always do that.
I know someone who does that and I think she's a lesbian. Can I say that?
You can't really say that either, no.
No, she's definitely a lesbian. She just doesn't know it yet, but she sits with her legs wide open as well. But no, he was absolutely gorgeous. And then I turn around and this 10 out of 10 just goes from being a solid 10 to like a 0.5.
Really?
And
that
the only
bad?
Reason I'm still giving him that 0.5 is because he had amazing bone structure. Oh, yeah, no.
But this dude crossed his legs and that was it. You're gone. You're out of there.
No. Listen, if it's like the anti-Viagra.
What?
If I had a penis, it would be the flaccid inducer. Does that make sense?
You can't say that either.
No, I said it. Men crossing their legs, I don't, it gives me the ick, to be honest. Does it not give you the ick? No, I've never seen you cross your legs.
I do from time to time.
I'd never noticed on Jeremy because he gives me the ick anyway. So it's like, throw that into like his voice, his face, what he wears, his opinions, his attitude, his all over being. So I'm actually just realizing as we're talking that Jeremy does that as well.
He does, yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it.
That's probably just as well.
You do you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
My last day.
For the last
can
day.
Come on, boys and Jeremy. Can we just make it happen? Being.
What? Well,
what's that stuff that they used to put in, give people to die? And
what?
The thing they used to give people to die.
The thing they used to give people to die?
Yes, like it was a powder or something.
What are you
It was a chemical
about?
Powder.
And what did you, where did you get this chemical powder?
Begins with A.
Begins with A?
Yeah.
And what did you do with this powder?
I don't know, you maybe put in their cornflakes or something.
And they just die?
Yeah. Can we do that with Jeremy?
So do you want to, here's the thing, yeah? By admitting that you want to kill Jeremy, if he were to die, you'd be the prime suspect.
I'd be the number one. Listen, that list is very long. I'm not
you
the only
nasty son. Bastard. Jesus.
Can we please, can we poison him? Look, I'll supply the goods, okay?
Right, the stuff beginning okay. with A.
Yeah. And then do you know what we'll do? Tomorrow when he's sitting here, I'll ring him. And you say, oh, you be editing. Actually, no, I haven't thought this through before, I swear. You be editing something. And then I'll ring him on his mobile. And then you say, oh, can you go outside and take that outside? And he has to leave the room because then you can't concentrate editing. Oh, this is brilliant. And then you can, like, put the stuff that begins with A in his drink or in his yogurt because doesn't he usually...
Oh, you want to involve me in this?
Listen... The A team, if you want to make it happen.
So hang on, you want to murder Jeremy, but you want me to do it for you.
You can blame me.
How does that work?
I'll be complicit because I made the call. So I'll ring him and I'll tell him, Jeremy, it's really important. Oh, I'll pretend to cry. I'll literally pretend to cry. And then you can say, oh, Jeremy, can you take that outside? I'm trying to edit. I can't concentrate. You're such a pain in the ass. And then when he goes out, you just like put in his yogurt and like mix it up a little bit. And then before you know it, wham, bam, Bob's your man.
It's the thing beginning with A is it Andrex?
Andrex.
Yeah.
Is that not
I thought that was a toilet roll.
Oh, it's Andrex.
Andrex?
I think it's Andrex. That is what it is. It's Andrex.
Andrex.
Yes.
So you're going to get me some Andrex.
Yes.
And I'm going to put it in...
Where does one even buy it?
I don't think it's something you can walk into Boots and get.
Where does one buy a portion of Andrex?
I have no idea.
Can we make that happen? Cup of soup will do it.
So you want to get Andrex tomorrow.
Well, Darren says Ricken. Is that what it's called? Ricken?
What's Rick? Ricin.
Okay, what's ricin?
It's obviously a poison as well. But, you know, the bit of this story that's not really working for me is you're going to get this product, but then you want me to...
Well, listen, it's up to you. Do you want to be looking at them for the rest of your life?
Well, it's not much of a muchness, really.
So I'll go today and I'll get the Andrex.
Okay, where are you going to get it?
I have not figured that out yet, but I'm a resourceful woman.
Okay.
I know a guy, he could probably hook me up. So I'll ring him tomorrow and then I'll pretend to have like an issue and then you get really annoyed with him. But you have to be authentic and be really annoyed. You can't...
Get out of the room, I can't concentrate.
Yeah, no, you have to be more believable with that. Try again.
Oh, when you get out of the room, I can't concentrate.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
Okay, so then he's gone out of the room.
Yeah, just a bit more anger, because you would usually be a bit more angry than that if you...
Oh, for fuck's sake, when you get out of the room,
yes,
I can't concentrate.
There he is, Jim. No. You never question a thing, okay? Yeah. So then when he leaves, you put the Andrex in his soup or whatever, or his yogurt or whatever he's eating, and then...
But there's no guarantee he's going to be eating anything. He normally has his lunch before he gets here.
Oh, even better. You could shake it up in your car and give him a bottle of Ribena and be like, oh my God, taste this stuff. It's really nice. And then before you know it, he's running to the Jacks and Jeremy's
and this bye-bye. Is all to get rid of him.
Yeah. Do you think he'd let me buy him out? By the way, Jeremy, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for...
But you're not. Every time you're on here, you're literally... The last time you were on with me...
His death.
You were plotting his demise. What happens when I'm not here? Do you do the same thing?
No, you see, I want to work with you. I don't want to work with him. He annoys me too much. It wouldn't be good for my stress levels.
Right, so you want rid of him.
I need something that keeps me regulated and happy, that doesn't stress me out too much.
Right, so we're going to get some Andrex. I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah.
And he'll be dead by tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll put your name over the door.
Here, let's look it up. How long for Andrex to kill someone? And how much do you need?
No, you're here. You're going to be. It's Andrex.
It's not Andrex.
Andrex.
Okay, so he'll start with abdominal pain, and then you can act like really. Oh, Jeremy, are you okay? Is everything okay? You have to be concerned. Show me you're concerned. Do concerned.
Oh no, we keep reading.
Oh, 3 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that. I need something quicker. Let's look up Bryson. I really want my name on the door. I'm telling you, it actually should be on the door by now. But with all the listens I get, you guys. Yep.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if you become aware of the death of Jeremy, you heard it first on this episode of Opinions Matter.
We can't tell anyone.
But it's out there in the big bad world
they're
now.
They're window lickers. They'll do what we tell them. They're literally the most impressionable people on the planet. They could do it if we said to them, send us nudes.
And anyway, as Amanda said, don't be Googling how to kill somebody because it'll appear as some...
Oh no, I just looked up how long it takes for anthrax. It's actually for research, for work. That's what I say. It's research. Darren Brilly says the forest is full.
What does that even mean?
Who knows? Who knows?
Remember Jeremy and I used to nickname you Forest?
Jeremy still does. He still calls me Forest. That's another reason he has to go. I was going to say something to you there actually, but it just came into my head and now it's gone again.
Yeah, sorry.
On average, do you know that 100 people, I read this today, sorry, I just had to tell you this. This tickled my fancy. On average, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens each year. 100 people. Isn't that mad?
How can you choke to death on that?
But then I was like, I want to see some really useless, interesting facts. So I looked up some really useless, and there's some really, really good ones.
So hang on, 100 people a year die on pens?
Yeah.
Okay, here, look.
Maine is the only state in America whose name is just one syllable. Isn't that interesting?
No, not really, no.
Then I'm on my own.
So what, you found a website of fascinating facts?
Yeah, there's some really, really good ones. Have you never looked into
it? Are these all going to make you sound very intelligent?
No, nothing can. Not even my thesaurus.
Come on, give me some more fascinating facts.
You see, I have to whittle them down because a lot of the time I don't even know what they're talking about.
Like what? Like, come on, give me an example.
Okay, where was the one there? It was about someone I know nothing about. It was some guy, I think he was probably an inventor from like years ago. And now I can't even find him. But anyway, what I was going to say is we have cups to give away. Why don't you let people
These are more than just cups, Katie. These are the Opinions Matter coffee mugs, which arrived earlier this week.
Sorry, it was Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, I don't even know who he is.
No, I don't know who he is.
But what does it say about him?
He married his 13-year-old cousin.
Ooh.
Sounds like something you do.
What? I don't have any 13-year-old cousins. They're all older than that now. Anyway, there is one of our Opinions Matter coffee mugs. I had my first coffee out of it this morning. Well, out of my own one. Not out of this one. Out of my own one. I have one in the car. And I had my first coffee out of it today. And they're good. They're really good. They're well made. They're none of your cheap shite. Mm. None of your cheap shite.
Oh, I've got an idea. I have got the best idea. Remember I was curious about...
Yeah.
Send us your selfies. Remember I was curious, I asked.
Okay, Katie is always asking, oh, I wonder what that person looks like. When we get messages from people.
I
wonder what that person looks like. I wonder what that person looks like. So now you want people to send in a selfie in order to win a coffee mug.
Right, well, my reason is twofold because then I can find out what this person actually looks like. And two, the best looking person gets it and the uggos get nothing. Or the most ugly person gets it because you should have something nice in life.
So Katie wants to stalk on you. She wants to creep on you. Send us a selfie to 085-825-2626 or on WhatsApp Messenger or on Facebook Messenger.
Genuinely, not for stalking or creeping purposes. It's more for information. I want data. This person... Like, there's a lot of them, isn't there?
There's a lot of what?
There's a lot of window lickers.
Do you want to see a photograph of our listeners in order to win a mug? This is really great. This is really, really good.
The mechanic is fantastic.
Isn't it?
Send us your photos either on WhatsApp
085-825-2626.
Thumbs up selfie, or you can give us the finger, whichever. Whichever you like, you can... Send us your selfies and whoever will give one, which do you want to do? One to the best looking or one to the biggest uggo?
I'll let you decide, Katie. So, well, you're hardly going to announce we're giving the prize away to the most ugly listener and announce a person's name.
Okay, no, we can't actually say we're going to give it to someone ugly or good looking because that's not very nice. We'll just send us a selfie and we'll just pick one randomly.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to send us a selfie. If you want to win yourself an Opinions Matter mug.
Oh, look, one already came in. Now, to be fair, he's nicer than I thought he would be.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. No, no, it's not that person.
there you go now. There you go. There's another one after coming in.
Another one after coming in. Okay, keep going.
Keep them coming in. 0858252626. This is possibly the best mechanic I've ever known for a competition. Send us a selfie so that Katie can creep on you.
It's not creeping. I don't like when we've listeners who we regularly engage with who hide behind like Paul Brady. What's your deal?
Like, what do you look like?
And where's Sean gone?
Sean?
Yes.
Sean was on yesterday.
No. Sean Mills. Where's Sean gone?
Oh, he's disappeared, hasn't he? Yeah.
Katie is.
Oh, that's exactly right. Katie is soliciting photos in exchange for merch.
I want to see what some of our listeners look like because we've spoken to them so much and we never know what they look like. It's like, you can see us. What kind of freaks are sitting behind their computer at home and not letting us see them?
Okay, there's another one from Neil. Now we know what Neil looks like.
And there's Ed.
There's Ed, very good. Keep them coming in to 0858.
There's a beautiful lady. Sending a selfie in.
That's my missus.
Yes.
She already has a bloody mug.
You look gorgeous.
I gave her, she has a mug. I come home to her every day.
How did you do that, by the way?
What?
It's a lot of questions I have.
What, punching?
Yeah. You're seriously punching. Linda, go find yourself a decent man, will you? Get away from this Neanderthal.
Jesus. Anyway, are you satisfied or do you want more?
Oh, hang on. No, I have more issues. Why was Sean Mills blocked?
I have no idea. Don't know. I didn't even know he was.
One shall investigate this.
Anyway, thank you for your photographs. Katie's going to take these all home with her later on.
Is that against the law?
Put it this way, if the roles were reversed and I came on, how are you? Will you send me some of your photographs
so we can have a look at you? But it's not for creeping purposes. It's actually not to be a creep. It's because I'm genuinely curious. I want to know who the weirdos are sitting behind their computer screens watching us.
Good God, look.
Oh, who's that?
Well, it reminds me of somebody.
Who is that?
There.
What age is that person? Does he of mine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't see it.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ashling. Oh, love it. Love it, Ashling. You're the first girl to send a picture. And look, that's for you, Adrian.
Put the finger.
So basically on today's show, I can hear the podcast later. Katie arrested after soliciting unwanted. Ah, look at Jay. I already knew what Jay looked like. Aw.
Right. One of you is going to win a mug. We'll announce it later.
A mug for your mug. Oh my God, that's Wilco. I am so... This is groundbreaking. This is actually groundbreaking.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
You're just back after the long Christmas break, yeah?
Very long Christmas break,
and
yeah.
Jesus, you never stop whinging. Who pissed on your cornflakes?
Oh, yeah, I had a rant on social.
You did, I saw you. But what?
I don't
know
if you noticed, I took the rant down fairly lively.
Yeah, you're probably well advised.
No, because I realised, I was ranting on IG, guys, the other day, Instagram,
yep.
And then I realised after I had a rant that the person I was ranting about actually is a friend on Instagram. So I had to whip it down. See, I'm very ballsy behind the mic.
Yeah.
And on the keyboard. Like, I'll tell people to... hang on, who told us to go fuck ourselves today?
Oh, your man, yeah. Yeah, what was his issue?
New Year, same old cunts, apparently, yeah. French. I have to use that word because people, it's a new era. And people just the same old horrible people. Just be nice.
Yeah, be nice. We message people.
Amanda, well, you don't and I don't. Let's be honest. We don't do the donkey work. No offense.
We message. The team message. Eww. Message people on Facebook to ask if they're interested.
Go on, do it.
No.
Eww. She and does the donkey work.
We ask people if they'd like to come on the program.
Don't. You have never, ever sent anybody a message. You don't even know what to send a message on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, the team.
So Amanda does the donkey work.
Yeah, so she sends messages to people. Would you like to come on the Opinions Matter today? It's fairly standard.
Yeah.
And one clown called Dermot wrote back to our Amanda. I'm really sorry about that, Amanda. You shouldn't have to put up with that sort
of
thing when you're at work. Go fuck yourself. That's what he said. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, Dermot, seriously, where's the love?
Anyway, I'm a hard man on the
on your post on Instagram, on the social media.
I'm quite a hard man, but when it comes down to face, I do not like face to face
confrontation.
And I think it's part of my therapist. Yeah,
yeah. Have you got a therapist?
I do have a therapist. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, actually, told me something else actually a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. That I should probably share with you guys as well. I don't understand social cues, she told me.
Social cues.
I didn't even know what a social cue was.
Well, I didn't even know you had a therapist. But anyway, yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay, yeah.
It's okay.
Why have you got a therapist?
Because I have a lot of issues.
But you get all your issues off your chest on this podcast every day.
No,
that's the only reason you've kept it going for years.
Only the tip of the tentacle, if you will.
Really?
Oh, my tentacles are very long.
Right, so go on anyway. There you are with your therapist.
Well, let's talk about the social cues first. Let's go back to Instagram. No, because I'll forget about the other one. Do you understand social cues?
No, I don't know what that even means.
So social cues is when you're in a... It's part of having ADHD, I think, or something like that. When you're in a social environment to be able to read the room.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was telling my therapist about... Before Christmas, I was at a gathering in a house, yeah? And... Four of us were standing there, and one of the girls who I haven't seen in age, I was like, how's the engagement going? And as she was doing that, my other friend who was standing beside her was giving me eyes like that, as in,
No,
fucking go there. Oh, you know, remember the episode of Fawlty Towers? Don't mention the war.
And he mentions the war.
He's like, I see it. So your woman was going, but I kept on asking.
So you weren't getting any answers, and you said, come on, tell us about the engagement.
Jesus, did you lose the ring in the swimming pool?
Did you?
Yeah, and your woman beside me is nodding her head going, don't go there, do not go there. But she didn't say that out loud, obviously. But she's given me the eyes, and I didn't pick up because I don't understand social cues.
Oh.
Neither do you.
Yes, I do.
It's like, remember we were in the Step In there last summer, and five of us watching the match at that time, and it was a rounds situation. And we had all bought a round of drinks, as you know. Captain Morgan's with TK Lemonade. Nothing nicer. And your round came up, and everybody was like, well, whose round is the next? Jesus, I'm trying to... Jeremy, you bought yours, didn't you?
This story, by the way, may or may not be true. It's absolutely not true.
Adrian didn't pick up on the social cue that it was his. So you probably have the same condition that I have.
I always pay my way. When it comes to rounds.
But so anyway, I continue.
You're the one that when it comes to your round, you're actually skirting out the car park in the car.
Oh, no, I don't drive my car in the car park after drinking. I think
if you drink red lemonade on its own. No. Anyway
so I'm continuing to ask her, like, how's the bloody... Where is he? Why isn't he here tonight? And your woman's literally... Have you ever been kicked under the table?
But that's another story. That has led to almost legal action.
Okay, but she was kicking me, and there wasn't even a table there. But she's kicking me, going, but where is the fiance tonight? And then she pulled me aside after, and she told me that I don't understand social cues, that I don't pick up on body language.
Now I get it.
I told that to my therapist anyway, and she said, "Yeah, that's an issue."
Why do you go to a therapist?
What?
Just curious.
I think you'll find the majority of people go to therapists.
Really?
If you hadn't gone to one, you would be in the fucking shit you're in at the moment. You should have gone to one.
It's too late.
Oh, it's way too late for you.
Anyway, so come back to your issue on Instagram the other day.
Oh, yeah, so you know, I was saying my therapist said that part of my issue about not liking confrontation face to face, yeah, is because probably I'm from a broken marriage.
Oh?
No, not my marriage.
Oh.
My parents broke up.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
your parents are broke up.
No, they're not.
They are.
Well, my mother happens to be dead,
yes,
so...
Yes,
so
they're broke up.
they were together right up to her demise.
Yeah, but they're broken up now.
For now, yeah.
What do you mean for now?
They'll be reunited.
Shut up, would you?
What?
So anyway, I'm not a very brave man when it comes to face-to-face confrontations. So... ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you make of this, but Christmas time, very good friends of ours, and I'm okay to talk about it here because they don't even know this podcast exists, like 99.9% of the population. They've never heard of Opinions Matter. So it's all good. We can talk about it. So Christmas, we got a present from this couple, and it was a set of Newbridge.
Why are you telling this story in such a slow way?
Try to kill a bit of time.
No need to kill time.
Also, no need to kill time.
I want to get on with it.
Okay. Anyway, the present that we got, and when we opened it, we thought it was absolutely beautiful. So it was a Newbridge set of pastry forks. Like, you being, I mean, you probably eat Caffrey snowballs and think they're a dessert.
But they are.
Where I come from in Dublin 18, D18, we like our pastries. And we like them the same way we like our women. Crusty and a bit tender in the middle.
That's the way you like women. Crusty and a bit tender in the middle. Jesus, what sort of a woman is that? You like an old crusty.
That came out completely wrong. With a bit of cream on top of the cherry. Oh no, forget it. Anyway, and they gave us a set of dessert forks. Now, do you know what a dessert fork is?
I do. They're little small
forks.
It's
a little dainty thing. If you ever go out for afternoon tea, they will serve scones. Scones come with them.
Scones, yeah.
So you get a scone with them. And I opened the one and I said, Jesus. Said to my other half, that's an absolutely brilliant present. She said, you fucking stupid. She says, that's the present we gave them last year for Christmas. They re-gifted. Yeah, now you see why that post was angry. Now you're backing me up, aren't you?
I am.
You should come along to my therapist.
Well, why did you take it down?
Because
the people involved.
Follow me on, I'm very popular on Instagram, actually huge. Everybody's saying it.
No, nobody has said it.
So I had to take it down because it would have made for a very awkward situation. But the present that we gave them last Christmas of Newbridge, now it's only four, by the way, pastry forks.
What a fucking miserable present.
No, but there's
four.
Sterling silver, though.
Who cares? Four.
Sterling silver.
Four. Who has any set of four, any cutlery? Four.
Yeah, so if you were having somebody over, say you were having six people. Now, Adrian, when Adrian has dinner, well, for legal reasons, we call them dinner parties, but wink, wink, nudge, nudge. When Adrian has dinner parties in his house, yeah, it's about 15 people there. It's never an odd number. It's always an even number, actually. 16. It's never an odd number.
From time to time it can be.
No.
Ah, yeah.
No, your parties could not have odd number of guests.
Why not?
How would that work out?
Ah, it works.
No, it couldn't possibly work.
It does, so I'm telling you.
If you
can combine all sorts of... You can, it can be done, I'm telling you.
So hang on, for argument's sake, if you're having one of your... And they're very famous in North County Dublin.
They are.
Yeah, up by Baskin Lane there is where he lives.
It is?
If you were having one of those house parties this weekend, yeah? In your house. And 15 people arrived, yeah?
Correct.
How would that work out?
We play around a bit. You move people to different places.
Mathematically, no, it's like not.
You could have three over there. You can.
Just saying, all the odd numbers do not turn up at your house parties.
Well, anyway, can we go back to the point of this conversation?
If you were having a house party, yeah? And 16 people turned up,
because
it's always an even number,
allegedly.
How would you serve them pastries?
If you only had four forks? Yeah. Well, you wouldn't, that's my point.
Although, the people who go to your party don't mind sharing.
What?
No, they don't mind sharing.
You wouldn't share one fork with 16 people.
Ah, the people who go to your parties like forking.
What?
No, they do.
This
anyway,
is ridiculous.
The point is, by the way, the amount of people messaging then they want to go to one of your house parties, oh, they're legendary. Absolutely. You just see people leaving the house at 6 o'clock the next morning, limping out of the house.
In bits they are, yeah. Yeah, they're in bits.
So, they re-gifted our Christmas present to them last year. Now, one of the other...
So, I don't know which is meaner. The fact that she only bought four pastry forks in the first place, which I think is very miserable, or that they re-gifted it back to you, which makes them doubly miserable.
Well,
they didn't even add another four on.
But you can't just open a box of Newbridge things because the holes are there for them. You can't put extra things in holes that aren't there.
Yeah, but you can go and buy more.
No, you can't. The box is moulded for four the pastry forks. Why are we even telling the story? Your listeners eat batter burgers, for fuck's sake. They don't even eat these.
Oh, you've given me the goo.
Do you ever have batter burgers at your house parties?
No.
Anyway, my wife told me to take the post down as well because she reminded me that the present of the Newbridge pastry forks that we gave them last Christmas, were from our stash of leftover unwanted wedding presents from 12 years ago. Or 12, was it 12 years?
I don't know. You don't either, but it sounds...
Can we edit that bit out of the podcast?
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What's wrong with you, you narky fuck?
No, I will take we'll take a chance.
If you change your mind, take a chance. Don't know that song.
I do. It's not my favourite ABBA song, though.
Isn't it?
No.
What is your favourite ABBA song? That raises a whole question.
It's not a debate.
It is. Let's have a debate. If you change your mind, take a chance.
I don't like that one. And the banana song. I don't like the banana song.
The banana song?
The one, Chiquititas. What's it called? That's the banana song. Not a big banana.
Chiquitita.
That's the name of a banana.
Chiquitita, you and I
know. There's only two makes of bananas in the world.
Is there?
No matter where you go in the world, it's either Chiquitita. How do you pronounce it?
It's just Chiquita, isn't it?
Chiquita or Fifes. That's the only make of banana. Have you ever seen another make of bananas?
But they're not makes of bananas.
They don't. Makes of bananas. They're
Fifes
brands.
Don't actually make the banana.
No, they do. They grow
the
them.
The tree makes the banana.
They're brands of bananas. And here, a little bit of... here's something you didn't know, guys. People claim that you never... Is that doing that, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
People claim that you never learn anything out of this podcast, that it's a brainless podcast.
Yeah, no, it generally is.
Full of scumbags.
Yeah, that's generally true.
Although that's me that thinks that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's something that a lot of you will not have known. When you buy a banana, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's a sticker on the banana.
Yeah.
The sticker is edible. Did you know that?
The sticker is edible?
Yeah, the stickers are edible.
Why would you want to eat a sticker?
Well, you can.
But you wouldn't eat the skin, would you? Would you eat the skin of the banana?
No, I've never.
No.
I've never.
So, the sticker is on the skin. So what are you going to do? Peel off the sticker and just...
Here, what's your favourite ABBA song? Does anybody know? Very, very simple.
Yeah, no, it's a simple question.
Yeah, what is your favourite ABBA song? I'll give you mine. You could be sitting here all day and you wouldn't guess what mine is.
Really?
Yeah, my... when it comes to artists, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't like the... run-of-the-mill songs. Like, if you say Michael Jackson, I don't like Billie Jean.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a fan myself.
I've already done that.
Well, why have you done that?
Ah, yeah, just...
Relax there.
So go on, what's your favourite ABBA song?
My favourite ABBA song is...
Billie Jean? That's mine. Does your mother know?
Yeah.
That is my favourite ABBA song.
No.
Yeah, what did you swear we rehearsed this? I mean, actually didn't. That is
really
my...
Is
yes,
it?
I love that song.
I am shocked by that.
And it's often underrated.
It is.
A lot of people don't say that's their favourite ABBA song, but I love Does Your Mother Know.
Yeah, yeah. And me.
Because it's all about parental guidance.
What?
It's all about parental guidance. And
well, it's not really.
Oh, is that not what it's about?
No. It's about a bloke trying to get up on a young one and he's asking, does your old one know you're out?
Oh, it's a predatory song, is it? That's why you'd like it, all right.
What?
That's why you'd like it, all right.
You're so predator. Hot, teasing me. You're blue, but I can't take a chance on a chick like you. He's basically saying you're too young.
Oh, is that what he said? Yeah. Benny!
And it wasn't Benny.
Bjorn! Yeah. Ah, Bjorn.
It's one of the songs that it's actually, one of the lads that's doing the lead vocals. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here, hang on. We just play bits of it. So Bjorn is doing the lead vocals in it.
Oh.
And then the girls are doing backing vocals.
I like the other one as well. My other favourite one is Our Last Summer.
Oh, no, that's boring.
No, I like that. It's the meaning of the songs. Your kids are growing up and it's the last summer they're going to... Isn't that what it's about?
I don't think so.
I really should look into the meaning of songs.
You should do some research before you do...
No, I think it is. I think that song, Our Last Summer, yeah?
No, it's not. We broke up after that summer.
No, that's not what it's about.
It was walking on the Seine and all that.
No, it's about...
Nothing to do with kids.
It is. It's about your... So last year was my last summer with my young fella.
Why?
He doesn't want to know me anymore.
He probably didn't want to know you 5 years ago.
What?
He just didn't say it to you.
That's what it's about. It's about your kids growing up.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not.
That's exactly what it's about. You don't have to Google it. That's what it's about. It's about when your kids grow up and they no longer want to spend summer with you.
It's nothing of the sort.
What?
It's absolutely nothing of the sort.
Was that not what it's about at all?
The song is from a memory of a romance he had had as a teenager during a visit to Paris. He met this girl and it was their last summer.
Completely got that wrong.
Yeah, nothing to do.
Am I thinking of Cruel Summer?
Cruel Summer?
It's a cruel summer. Who sang that?
And that was to do with your last summer with your kids.
Well, all I know is the summer just gone, yeah?
Yeah.
For those of you who have young kids, yeah, this is all ahead of you, by the way. Now, Adrian never had this because his kids didn't talk to him either way.
Contraire, Monsieur Dixon.
No, they can't stand you.
Oh, contraire.
The only time...
I imagine...
The last time your daughter reached out to you was when she was up to Dufferin. She said, Dad, can I have some money for a baby share? True or not true?
It's not true. It's absolutely not true. Sorry, what are you saying? Last summer was your last summer with your young fella?
Yeah, so the summer before last. Yeah. It was our last summer. So Luke used to say to me, Dad, can we go up to the field and play football? Oh, Dad, can we watch a movie together?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, can we vape out the back of the house together?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, can we go around to O'Brien's and get a bottle of vanilla vodka and get sloshed together? And that was a great summer I had with my 10-year-old son. It was great. Vaping and vodka. And
but now it's all over.
And then the summer just gone. There was one day I rushed home from work. It's very, very sad. I mean, any sanguine music?
Sanguine music?
Sanguine means sad and sort of... reflect.
Have ABBA got a sad song?
All their songs are sad. Anyway, last summer, guys, I rushed home. It was the first week of summer and I rushed home. Yeah. And to play football with my son. It was a lovely sunny day to play football in the field. And I arrived into the house. Yeah. I said, Luke, Daddy's home.
Well, let's go play football.
Oh, what about it? I said, vaping and drinking. I said, do you want to go up to the field and play football with Daddy? He said, nah.
My
mates are up there. I couldn't let them see you playing football with me. Dad, I'm 10. So that was our last summer together.
No. I think we go back to...
Take it nice and slow. Does your mother know?
I played it, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm one of Ireland's most in-demand DJs.
When you're playing 50-year-old songs?
Myself and David Guetta.
Guetta doesn't play that. He does remixes of it.
No, myself and David Guetta are actually doing a residency next year.
Where in the Martello and Bray?
In a club called Amnesia in Ibiza. Myself and David Guetta.
Here we go with this Ibiza shit as well.
No,
again.
We are doing a gig together.
You and David Guetta. You can't even spell the man's name.
DJing has been very kind to me over the years. I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, yeah? If it wasn't for DJing, I'd still be a virgin.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I would still be a virgin. I only became a big hit with the ladies when I became a DJ. So before I was a DJ, I was kind of dorky and nerdy. I used to go up to...
Say that again, just...
Before I became a DJ, I was quite nerdy and dorky. Remember
before?
You
became a DJ.
I used to hang. A lot of you will find this hard to believe now because you see me as kind of a sex symbol. but before I became a famous DJ, I used to hang around the airport with a radio, listening to the pilots talking to each other with a pair of binoculars.
Can I just say, I drove past the car park at the airport there 6 months ago, and there you were. With your binoculars and your little radio up to your ear.
Did you see the plane that came in? The big Russian plane.
Russian
plane. Okay, I still do a bit of plane spotting. But for some strange reason, ladies are attracted to DJs. Aren't they, though? No. I see women swooning. Swooning. Swooning?
Swooming.
That's not a word, is it?
I don't think it
What's
is.
What's the word?
Whatever the word is, they don't do it.
Back in the day, I'm trying to think where I used to. Back in the day when I DJ'd, I can only mention the places that I legally actually worked in, if you know what I mean.
That was nowhere. It was literally nowhere.
I can only mention the venues that I legally.
Literally nowhere.
Because there was other venues and I was there, but I wasn't there, if you know what I mean. I was there, but I wasn't there.
I'd stop this conversation right now.
Okay, I won't mention venue. Anyway, I will. It was okay. Tramco in Rap Mines. When I was DJing in Tramco at Mines, they used to hire a toilet attendant with a mop and a bucket just for all the women that were coming up to ask me for songs. Literally, that was the state of affairs. Women love DJs.
Again, this DJs. Story. Hang on.
If you're a young man listening to this podcast, yeah, and you're not a hit with the ladies, like I wasn't, and I mean, if you think I had it bad, Adrian was ginger and was called Adrian and was from Ballybrack.
I had women falling over me. They used to fight over me.
Oh, that's because they're from Ballybrack.
No.
In fairness, they fight over a dib dab in Ballybrack.
I'm going home with Adrian.
Took my dib dab.
I'm going home with Adrian tonight. No, you're not. And then I'd end up with nobody because they beat the shit out of each other. That's what used to happen.
So, women are attracted to two professions. One is DJ and the other is a footballer. So, lads, my bit of advice is, if you are unsuccessful with the ladies, as Adrian was, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and noughties probably as well. Just tell people that you're a DJ or a footballer.
Whether you are or not.
Do you remember the night in Club M? What happened in Club M that night?
With the footballers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A group of lads over from England on a stag weekend arrived into Club M. Can I say I was working there?
Probably not.
I know, I was working there. We're okay. We're good to go on that one.
I thought you only legally started DJing about 3 years ago, if I'm to be honest.
Anyway, I was DJing in Club M and a group of lads came in, English lads just over for Stag Weekend. And they were like, oh, geezer. They all talked like your man, Danny Dyer. Yeah. Oh, geezer, point a bit of me. Geezer, point a bit of, oh, fuck you. Oh.
Well, he's Australian now, is he?
Yeah, he turned a bit Australian the more drunk he got. Anyway, they arrived into the club and they were all very well dressed. They were wearing, do you remember Ben Sherman was a popular clothing brand for
I
men?
Do.
Remember everybody had a Ben Sherman shirt? Your friend used to wear them all the time. Harry Head. Yeah, remember him? Harry Head, he used to wear Ben Sherman shirts.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah, they were all the look back in the Czech shirts. Anyway, the lads came in their Ben Sherman shirts and their suede shoes and all that. And one of them said to one of the girls who was working in the club, we're all part of an English football team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the word got around Club M like wildfire, literally a wildfire. And I swear to God, I witnessed this with my own eyes. There were women swooning.
Swooning. N. The letter N. Swooning.
There were women swooning over. These were only like literally 10 lads who probably worked in the middle aisle of Aldi's in Newcastle or something like that. And because ladies thought that they were all professional footballers, honestly, I've never seen a floor so wet in my life. I was spilling drink all the time. Very messy. Very messy. So lads, if you want to get as successful with like if you weren't blessed with looks like Adrian wasn't.
Or myself. Just flash on your camera there. Look, have a look at that. Look at the look at
that's blurry.
The whole thing is so poor that
you've got blurred lines there.
What?
You've got blurred lines.
Hang on, I'll fix your blurred lines. Hang on, wait till you see. It'll actually when the picture becomes clearer, look. Wait, you look even worse.
Oh, God, okay. Yeah, okay, so neither myself or Adrian were born with good looks. So if you want to be successful with the ladies, get a job that they find attractive. And a DJ is one of them. When I play ABBA songs, women just look at me and go, Jeremy, you've made my night. That story may or may not be true.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.